Good morning. This is Kemp Haar with FloorDaily.net. And this morning we have two, actually, ladies from Germany talking to us from Domatex. We have Rita Dommermuth and Monica Arnold. Rita, let's talk to you first. Rita, how are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. Great to be here.
Yeah, so tell us something. I'm sure people who thought about going, who are listening to this, they were curious. What's the weather like in Germany right now?
Oh, it's raining and cloudy and not too cold, not too warm. You definitely need a coat.
Okay.
We're in the northern part of Germany, in the southern part, actually, of Hanover.
Right.
And we are at a fairgrounds that has a total of 27 halls. Now, Domotex occupies most of those fairgrounds. We have 13 halls, the large halls, and we offer, of course, a range of products, starting with the very high-end rugs and carpets, either machine or handmade, to broadloom, to vinyl, to some of the new floor coverings, cork or bamboo, to, you know, the wood, and then also finally to handmade rugs from all over the world. So it's quite a variety of floor coverings that are shown here.
And Rita, for those people that may not know, I mean, this is the largest floor covering expo in the world, this Domatex show.
Yes, it is. It definitely is. We have over 1,400 exhibitors. We generally have about 45,000 visitors. And what's unique about Domotex is that it's the largest international show. So it's not just a German or European show. It's the internationality is extremely high. So we both on the exhibitor side as well as the visitor side.
Okay. So economy where it is, we knew that things might not be as robust as maybe last year. But I think from an exhibitor standpoint, you still have probably almost as many exhibitors. And from a traffic standpoint, tell me how that's going.
Yeah, we have actually more exhibitors as a whole than last year.
Okay.
As far as traffic, we don't have all the numbers yet.
Yeah.
Exhibitors, I spoke with quite a few of the American exhibitors since I do represent Domotex in the United States. So I first see them and find out how they're doing, and they're quite content. I think that they probably feared worse.
Mm-hmm.
And Monica will have a little bit more information about that a little bit later on.
All right. Well, I'm going to just tell you, this is Monday morning in the United States, so it's Monday afternoon there. So
yeah.
I believe the show started on Saturday, and this is the third day, and you've got one more day. That's
one
right.
more day to go. Yeah. And so by tomorrow, we will have the results. And so far, I can say, though, that the halls are full. What companies, exhibitors here appreciate are visitors that intend to buy. So the number isn't as important as the quality, and that seems to be working just fine.
Okay.
We're happy. So far, so good.
All right. Well, let's talk to Monica for a minute and get to...
Hello, Kim.
Hi, Monica. So why don't you tell our listeners exactly... I know you live in Germany. And,
yes, I do.
And tell us a little bit about what your responsibility is with the show.
Well, I'm project manager of... several product categories. First of all, the textile floor coverings, that means broadloom wall-to-wall carpets, resilient carpets, and of course the contract business, which is very, very interesting because we do have there the special display Contract World.
Right.
With a big, big congress and a Contract World Award.
Yeah, let me just compliment you. I don't know how long that's been going on, but, this is not just a product exposition. You actually bring a lot of world designers to the show by offering this award program where you actually give awards to the design community that's doing special things with interior furnishings, right?
That's right, Cam. The Contract World Award this year was gorgeous. We counted 570 entries from 36 countries, so it's really international. We had a jury with well-known people, so we had 14 winners from all around the world, from Japan to several countries in Europe. So I had a prize ceremony where we could count several guests from the several countries, and the prize is voted with €60,000. So it's really the famous prize for interior design and architects.
Okay, so you've already picked the grand winner this year.
Yeah, we already did. So everything can be seen from our website, which is www.contractworld.com.
Okay.
So every information can be seen there, including pictures from the special project. And I'd like to just mention the Contract World Congress, because this year we can just welcome tomorrow David Chipperfield. So David Chipperfield is, of course, a very, very, very well-known architect.
Mm-hmm.
And last year, for example, we had Daniel Liebeskind here. We could welcome him. So the Congress is very, very attractive for architects and interior designers, which are, of course, interesting for the exhibitors.
Yeah, okay. And to be able to see who won and who the finalists are, you can just go to your website. It's already up then.
Yes, yeah,
okay.
That's right.
All
yeah.
Right, good. All right. And what I think you said that there's a new acoustic forum in the contract world this year, isn't there?
Exactly. For the first time, we are working together with a well-known architect who did the design, who organized a program regarding the several themes in the acoustic field. So this takes place today and tomorrow. And, of course, we expect there are a lot of visitors. And what is interesting is that this theme not only covers floor coverings, but several other product categories concerning room decoration under the headline acoustics. So, and we would like to, of course, do more in that field and have some more new visitors for the exhibitors there,
okay.
For those exhibiting companies.
Okay, well, Monica, tell me, Rita had said that you were going to make a comment about the overall mood of the show, if you will.
I can say in general, not only the American companies are glad to be here, but all other exhibitors from other countries, they are quite satisfied, because they came here with, let's say, less expectations. And they found very good contacts, high quality, and they are really quite satisfied. And this shows us that Domotex is still and will be the main international event for the floor covering branch.
Well, let me, if you don't mind, put Rita back on. I want to ask her about the U.S. Exhibitors, if you would. Thank you, Monica.
Yeah. I'm back.
All right, Rita. Tell us a little bit. Think actually, when you look at the U.S. involvement at Domotex in Germany, you actually had an increase in the number of exhibitors, didn't you?
Yeah, actually, we had a 30% increase compared to last year, and this year we ended up with 45,
okay.
Plus a few co-exhibitors and a few who send in their application from other countries who might still be considered U.S., but we officially don't count them as U.S. companies. So, no, I think the number is quite healthy, and what I believe I'm seeing is a genuine interest in reaching out to other markets, exploring other markets.
Mm-hmm.
We had 14 new companies this year that have never been here before, and from a range of different backgrounds and with different products and services. I find that very encouraging. I think all of them are very interested in meeting representatives from the Middle East, for example, or from the eastern part of Europe. That is definitely a very important market for, or could be for, American companies. And we have, of course, some of our regulars. Mohawk is back again.
Right.
Mannington, Maslind, Summit. American Floor Covering Alliance is here with about 10 exhibitors. We have the National Wood Flooring Association with also 9 or 10 companies. And all in all, I think it's a really healthy representation of the U.S. industry.
Okay, fantastic. So, Rita, tell me, those that are attending the show, what are some of the highlights?
We'd like to encourage them to attend the show because they can find this type of offering anywhere else in the world. So naturally, we're keen on having them, especially the distributors or buyers or retailers. What they will find at the show is not just the products and services, but also some of the special activities that Monica mentioned. There's also a flooring competition that focuses on floor laying techniques. There are a number of new innovative products. So the whole picture is really, really quite interesting. I also wanted to mention that Domotex is certified by the U.S. Commerce Department, and we held a roundtable type of seminar discussion over 2 days and brought in the U.S. Commerce Department's expert on Russia. And we're going to be continuing to do those types of programs so that both exhibitors and visitors alike have an opportunity to get more insights into what the different markets can offer.
Well, I think we've, you know, obviously we've missed trying to motivate people in the U.S. to make this year's show, but this is an annual show. It's always held in January.
Yes, that's right.
I guess you would say that those folks need to put this on their calendar for next year.
I would suggest that, yes. And you can go to www.domotex.de, in addition to the website that Monica mentioned. And there you find all of the information that we talked about. You find graphics of the show. You find lots of photos and information about all of the different events and the exhibitors, of course.
All right. Okay, well, we're about out of time. I appreciate you spending time with us and telling us what's going on in the southern part of Hanover, Germany at the annual Domotex show. We've been talking to Rita Dommelmuth and Monica Arnold at Domotex, and you're listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.